Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor. My name's Chris Marquardt and this is the podcast about all things digital photography. Now you're listening to a special edition. This is the Advent calendar and from now on I'll bring you 24 little photography tips and photography surprises every day up to Christmas. And if you don't know what an Advent calendar is, maybe it's something that is not usual in your culture, just listen in, we'll explain it. Okay, here we are. What's that outside? Oh, church bells.
And a helicopter.
And a helicopter at the same time. Okay, we are in Freiburg. All the way down south in Germany. And we're about to start recording the content for the Advent calendar.
Yeah.
So, now, I guess there will be a few people out there who wonder what that is about and what it means and... let's explain what it is.
Yeah. Well.
Well, you actually, it's a German tradition.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know more about it than I do.
Yeah, I looked it up and I found out a few interesting things about it. Advent is part of the Christian tradition.
Mm-hmm.
The word Advent comes from the Latin meaning coming.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about Advent, we mean, basically all of December up to Christmas.
Up to Christmas.
Yeah, up to Christmas. And for a long, long time, people have sort of celebrated this time with sort of various ways of counting down the days until Christmas. And, for example, people in Protestant Germany in the 19th century, they used to put little chalk marks up on the door or on the wall or on a post or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the little kids were allowed to rub off one of these chalk marks every day so that they could sort of really get a sense of this countdown to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And some families used to stick up little pictures on the wall, one for every day of Advent. And sometimes there were little sweeties or candies or something that the children were allowed to have. And then I think it was 1851,
mm-hmm.
or at least as far as we know, that's when the first Advent calendar was made. It was made by hand, and basically somebody just had, made out of paper, you open up a little door for each day of Advent, and there's a little picture or a Bible verse or something behind it.
So that's really pretty close to what it looks like today.
Yeah.
Today we have them. Basically, all kids in Germany have them.
That's
You go buy them. You can buy them everywhere. They're little, almost like cardboard boxes.
Exactly.
With doors
basically,
in them.
You've got two layers of cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
The top layer has little doors in it that you can open, and the bottom layer has, at the most basic level, a little verse or a little picture or something.
I prefer those with chocolate in them.
Yeah. You can get all sorts of themed ones with chocolate and plastic gifts.
As a kid, you have those 24 doors, starting from the 1st of December, the first door, and the 24th, Christmas Eve, the 24th door, and then the chocolate is bigger in the 24th door. So I became really good as a kid opening those doors before they were actually supposed to be opened and then closing them again so you didn't see that they had been opened before. I was kind of cheating myself there. But
did you have your own Advent calendar or did you have to share one with your sister? Cause
no,
I'd been your sister, I would have been really annoyed if I'd opened a door and
found
somebody.
Two kids, almost the same age.
Yeah.
My sister's 2 years younger than I am.
Yeah.
I guess if we'd have to share those calendars, we would have killed each other.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have seen Christmas.
No.
Yeah.
We would have ended up in hospital before that.
Yeah. But anyway, so it's a German tradition.
Mm-hmm.
It's been around for a long, long time.
So it really originated in
Germany.
Yeah,
it really did originate in Germany.
Cool.
And the first kind of commercially produced Advent calendars were in about 1908, I don't know the exact date, but early 20th century. And then sort of in the middle of the 20th century around the middle, they sort of spread then to Britain and to the United States.
Okay.
And I read somewhere that President Eisenhower was one of the main sort of figures in the United States that really made it popular. He sort of got all of his family doing all of these advent calendars.
And so he basically brought it, he made it popular in
the
States.
I wouldn't say that he brought it to the States. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, not. You know, plenty of people emigrating.
But he liked it and he gave
he really liked it and it really caught on from... Cool. About that date.
So that was one of my biggest worries, that if I did it, and I personally I don't really see this in a very religious tradition anymore, because it has just turned into this everyday tradition.
Right,
so
it's part of the Christmas countdown, and also
everyone in all kids, no matter what religion or whatever, they love them. They have
that's
them.
Right. And I mean, I know, or at least I read somewhere that in the United States, for example, you can get advent calendars that also include Hanukkah or maybe other religious
festivals. So they keep counting into those days as well.
Yeah. But I mean, it's worth pointing out that the German ones only go up to the 24th.
Right.
Because that's Christmas Eve.
And Christmas Eve in Germany is kind of the more important day of Christmas. That's the important day. In Germany, we open the presents at the evening of Christmas Eve and not on the on Christmas Day.
Yeah. You still have a big meal and everything on Christmas Day.
We do have those celebrations, but the actual giving of the presents is on the 24th. So yes, and that's what we are about to do. We are about to record an advent calendar for the listeners of Tips from the Top Floor, an acoustic advent calendar.
Exactly.
Every day from the 1st to the 24th of December, we'll bring you another tip.
Acoustic, photographic, non-denominational advent calendar.
Well said.
Welcome to the Tips from the Top Floor advent calendar. From today on, you'll receive one little photography surprise every single day until December the 24th. Enjoy! Okay, now let's see what's behind the first door. Ooh, this is interesting. Use a lens hood. Now, this is, I guess, one of the most essential ones. If you'd open up a lens, you would find a lot of individual glass elements. Now, reflections of bright light between those surfaces of those elements can actually ruin a picture. This is even true if, for example, the sun shines at your lens from an angle where you can't see it in the viewfinder. So a lens hood will keep the sun from interfering with your picture. The Tips from the Top Floor Advent Calendar. A new little photography surprise every day with a fun illustration by Andres Fernandez Cordon. www.tipsfromthetopfloor.com